While developing Half-Life Alyx, we had a large number of people in many disciplines contributing to a relatively small number of maps. This meant that we frequently had multiple people working on the same map at the same time. One way that we managed this complexity was to break our maps into smaller pieces referred to as prefabs. A prefab could be built out of the same types of geometry, logic, enemies, particle systems, or any other elements as a regular map. As long as people were working in separate prefabs, they could make changes or additions without stepping on each other's work. A prefab could contain a large physical space like this whole street scene, or it could contain only a handful of elements. Large prefabs that partitioned a map to allow for collaboration were essential for a project of this scope. But many small, reusable prefabs were created for Half-Life Alyx as well. A good example of this was the set of reusable vehicle prefabs used here and throughout the game. Each vehicle was authored as a configurable prefab, enabling designers to quickly place them around the game, setting a few parameters to customize the vehicle for the context. Parameters include things like the vehicle's paint color, the amount of pre-existing damage, whether the doors were open or simply missing, and the type of ammunition or other resources the vehicle might contain. This sped up our workflow and also meant that updates to a prefab were automatically propagated out to all of the maps that used it.